again, it's
a little easier to read the Kino when it's in story form. Starts as Novi Chatosi Hishmima. Novi is my Beis Hamikdash, my temple. My sins have caused to be destroyed. Hishmima is Shamein, is destroyed. V'dimasi Alechi Azrima, and my tears, Alechi on my cheeks, Azrima, I am causing to be Zoyrim, to run, to stream. V'yoyim zeh Nia Nia Arima, V'yima miyomim yamima, is on this day v'yoyim zeh Nihi is a lament, Arima I will be Roimim, I will lift up. Evel leiv nichum chada chada mikol keik tziri nivdo bado al ben upas Reb Yishmael Kohen Gadol. And this is the story of the son and daughter of Yishmael Kohen Gadol. Reb Yishmael Kohen Gadol himself was one of the Asur Yuga Malchus. Yishmael Gadol, as we mentioned, suffered a terrible death, and they took the skin of his face and they made it into a mask, and they paraded it around Rome, if that wasn't bad enough. His children were taken as slaves. His son and his daughter were taken as slaves. And the Kino goes on to describe what happened. We mentioned 97,000 slaves were taken to Rome. And over here also, Rabbi Shmuel, the Ben Abbas and Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol were taken as slaves. And they were, their owners were neighbors. The one that had the son lived across from one with the daughter. They were schmoozing with each other. This one said, I got a really good slave. I got a slave. And she's so beautiful. Skip a few lines, and his friend told him over, just double the praise about his male slave. He's also from Shiver Yerushalayim. And I've got a male slave. And he's also beautiful. Bo unizav game, the nachlaka ben zayim. Let's breed these slaves. Let's breed them. We'll sell them, we'll make a lot of money. And that's what they did. And they told the Noish of Yishmael Kohen Gadol, tonight you are going into a room with a slave. You are going to live with him, have children. And if you don't, you're dead. There is no if you don't. And they told the daughter of Yishmael Kohen Gadol the same thing. And they sat there at night, and they were crying bitter tears and tears of fear. And they cried all through the night at Boiker Bichyosum Lohid Mima. And until the morning their cries did not stop. The son cried and he mourned. He mourned his lot. Nin Aaron, I'm the grandson of Aaron. Ech l'shivcha yi anoisei, how is it that I am now going to have to marry a shivcha? She's lowest class around. I'm from the upper class. I'm from royalty. V'hi gam hiti alel v'tigras shoiseh. She also was wailing and weeping. Bas yocheved ech le'evet inoseh. The daughter of a princess, the daughter of Yocheved. How is it that I'm going to marry a slave? Oy, ki zois gozar, oy mervoiseh. Oy, it's a gzeirah flash. Le zois yivku, and for this they cried. Or boiker ze es ze ki hikiru. And the morning light came, and neither one of them got near the other. And as the morning, the light showed through the window, they saw each other. Hoi achi, hoi achois, higbiru, their cries, my brother, my sister. V'nidbiku yachad, and they hugged each other. V'nischabru ad yotza nishmasam v'nishima, until it was too much, it was too emotional. They died.
Yomim Yomim Yamima. And I will moan Yomim Yamima. From year to year we cry about this story. What's the lesson of this story? I believe it's very clear that these two children of Rabbi Shmuel Klein Gadol understood their erech. They understood who they were. They understood how precious it is to be the Bas Yocheve, to be Min Aaron. They understood their erech. They understood it was beneath them to engage in physical contact with a slave.
It's beneath me. And it bothered them so much because they had respect for their heritage. They felt they were part of a legacy. And they felt that now is being brought down. And there are things that are beneath us. You know, sometimes people, they feel like there's too many restrictions. They feel like they're being held back. Like, why is it that I can't walk around? You know, without, what if I have to wear a shirt? What if I have to wear a jacket? What if I have to wear a hat? What if I have to wear shoes? Why can't I just walk around in Crocs all day? So we can. Tisha B'Av, you can walk around in Crocs. That's what you want. That's what you get. Animals don't have to wear clothing. You want to be an animal? Sit on the floor like animals. The person wants to respect himself. We have respect. Once upon a time, the President of the United States never held a press conference without wearing a jacket. Because he understood that the person that's standing in front and he's a respected person, he's dignified, he has to come wearing a jacket. Once upon a time, the President of the United States always wore a hat. Kennedy did the end of that and Obama did the end of the jacket. Do we respect ourselves? Are we beneath? Is the things that are beneath us, that's below us, below our dignity? That's the amazing part of this tragic era. It's how much they respected themselves. I heard once from a very big mechanic, I'd rather not say, but impressive. He said, you know my problem is today? My boys are having a hard time getting married. It's not because they want a beautiful Pesiaco girl. My boy's looking for Italian models. So they can't find anyone that's pretty enough for them. Because we've already like made Goyim our standard. We don't want to marry Jewish. We don't want to look Jewish. We want to be Goyish. We don't understand that there's something that's a shtolz to be a Yid. There's a shtolz in being Yiddish, in acting Yiddish. I'll tell you a story I heard from Nachum Lebovitz, and he told to me from Ramesha Feinstein's Gabbai. Ramesha Feinstein was very accessible, and someone called him on the phone. They asked Ramesha Feinstein, what bracha do you make on pizza? What bracha do you make on pizza? So Ramesha asked him, what's pizza? He didn't know what it was. So he starts describing it to him. There's the dough, and then there's the sauce, and there's the cheese, and the spices, and everything. And he said to him, it's an Italian meichel. Now, I'm not so sure that American pizza is any more an Italian meichel, but that's what it was described as at the time. And Ramesha told him what he told him. I want to tell you exactly what he said. He hung up the phone, and Ramesha said, give up. We have our own foods. Why are we going for Italian machol? Why do we want to eat pizza? Why are we so into Chinese? Why are we so into Thai? Why are we so into sushi? Why are there no restaurants that advertise traditional Jewish food? There was one, it's called Ratner's. It was under the Chaf K, but gave up the Hetzer because Jewish people weren't eating there. It's treif. You got a few Goyim that are going to go into Ratner's to eat Jewish food. We're always looking for everyone else's food. We're looking to be like everyone else. We want to see what that is. Why don't we have a respect for our tradition. Appreciate that there are things that are beneath us. We're bigger than that. We're better than that. But we've lost our sensitivities and our respect for ourselves.
Rav Yitzchok Mevarditcher tells a story. A girl and her mother, who they lived under the parts, and they didn't have a breadwinner in the family, and they didn't have money to pay rent for the parts. You know, it's time to pay rent. You don't pay rent, I'm throwing you out of your house. So we have no money. He said, I'll make you a deal. You let me marry your daughter, I'll forgive you the rent. You could live here rent-free the rest of your life. No way. So the parent said, okay. I'm molechol the entire choy. I just want to kiss your daughter's hair. She's so beautiful. I just want to kiss her. Now, I'm not going to tell you if they did the right thing or the wrong thing or what the halach is as far as that's concerned, but they let him do it. She was so disgusted. She shaved her head. So it was sick to her that she could get kissed by a boy. I heard this morning a story. I was talking to a friend of mine in Eretz Yisrael. He told me where he was with his teacher. He's
on a baseball game. Sitting a few rows in front of him was a famous athlete. I'm sorry that I don't know. Everyone was coming over to get there and his autograph. Two young boys came with their father to get the autograph of this very impressive football player. And he witnessed that the boys didn't have anything for him to sign. They had nothing for him to autograph. So they took off the yarmulkes and said, here, autograph my yarmulke. Is that where we're at?
No. Is that what's important to us? To get an autograph from a goy because he knows how to get a ball in a basket? Or he knows how to run around people? Is that what we respect? Is that what our life means? Is that important? Is that what we care about? Well, the things that are beneath us. I don't even know what we're doing in a stadium in the first place. I don't know how a person, every time I think of the word Colosseum, it's painful for me. This is where Jews were killed. This is where Jews were slaved. The money of the Beis HaMikdash went to Colosseum. We go scream and yell, and we're fans of Goyim. Fans. The things that are beneath us, we're bigger than that. But more important than that, have respect for yourself. That's the story of Rabbi Shmuel, son and daughter of Rabbi Shmuel, Kohen Gadol, continue with Kinah Chavkin.